In 1985, celebrated filmmaker Haskell Wexler released his feature film on the secret U.S. war in Nicaragua called simply Latino. The film's plot was centered around a character named Eddie Guerrero, played by Robert Beltran, who ends his tour of duty in the Vietnam War only to find himself in Central America training U.S.-backed counter-revolutionaries, or Contras. The film dramatized one of various covert American efforts to destabilize Latin American governments at the time. While Latino didn't result in a box office hit for Wexler, it typified the kind of work the Hollywood veteran became known for in challenging conventional wisdom, particularly the impacts of U.S. militarism. Latino was chosen to screen at the 1985 Cannes Film Festival, where it won a prestigious award. More than a quarter of a century after its original release, Haskell Wexler has released, just now, the director's cut of Latino on DVD, distributed by Cinema Libre. I spoke recently with the multiple Academy Award winner about the film and his work. Haskell Wexler is best known for his groundbreaking films in the 60s and 70s, such as Medium Cool, which he directed, and Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, In the Heat of the Night, Bound for Glory, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and Coming Home, which he was the cinematographer for. He's also made a number of documentaries about issues like the Vietnam War, Chile, the School of the Americas, Nicaragua, and more. He made the film Latino with the help of his mother, as well as George Lucas, and through his own personal funds. The film was produced by Benjamin Berg. Welcome to Uprising, Haskell Wexler.
Thank you, Somali.
Thanks so much for joining us. So your film, Latino, America's Secret War on Nicaragua, the director's cut is just released, but this is a historic film, a film that you you won an award for, major award for, and it was one of your earlier films. Tell us about how you came to make this film. It's not a documentary. It's a feature film. And you dramatized the U.S. role in Nicaragua through the story of one man. How did that story come to you?
Well, the dramatic film grew out of a documentary that Saul and I made.
Saul Lando.
Called Target Nicaragua. And we were in Nicaragua shortly after the Somoza the dictator was kicked out, and we discovered that there was a secret war going on where we were supporting mercenaries called Contras, and so we shot this documentary Target Nicaragua, and from that came my thought to make a dramatic film which I believe people would respond to more than coming out with the documentary, which would probably die because the war was secret. There was no military activity as far as the media here. So,
Eddie Guerrero, who is the main protagonist of the film, he's an ex-Vietnam vet who stayed on in the military and essentially goes to help train the Contras for the United States. But then he has a personal connection. I guess, I suppose, at the heart of any feature film that wants to tug at human emotions is a love story.
Well, Robert Beltran plays the character of Eddie Guerrero, and he comes from East L.A., from a Spanish-American Latino family, and truly patriotic in the sense of the world that he was a proud soldier, and he was sent down to help the Contras, and he realized that his activities had to be secret. And he didn't like that idea of going in what they call sterile. And that's sort of demonstrated in the film. And, of course, he gets mixed up with a Nicaraguan woman who's living in Honduras. You know, he's got to have a movie. He's got to have a little love life. But it did sort of reveal certain things to him.
Now, the film captures one aspect of a sordid U.S. military history in Latin America that didn't just target Nicaragua, although in Nicaragua, with the Contras, it was quite dramatic and a very direct U.S. connection. But the U.S. has a sordid history throughout Latin America in the 1980s. At the time you were making this film, how much was known? What was the political context here in the U.S.? And how was your film received?
The film was pretty much ignored when it was brought in. In the Washington Post, Krautheimer, when it was showed in Washington, opened in Washington, and they said that it was ill-conceived. Other derogatory terms, and had nothing to do with reality, but.
And it showed at Cannes, didn't it, in 1985?
Yes, it won all due regard at the Cannes Film Festival. Of course, the Europeans were more aware of what was happening, but then it broke, the Iran-Contra affair broke, which showed that the U.S. government was getting money to Iran and using that money to help the Contras. And that sort of blew the cover. And Ronald Reagan referred to the war, that the terrorist war that the Contras are doing, is the moral equivalent of our founding fathers. And in the director's cut, we also included at the beginning where Ronald Reagan says that we will fight terrorism from Nicaragua to Afghanistan.
Very prescient. Now, in the creation of this director's cut, how does it differ from the original film?
Mostly setting it in the context of the times and how the media has deceived the American people into just thinking that we're always the good guys, and if we're doing terrorist acts, they aren't really terrorist acts. We are killing for a good cause, and killing for a good cause terrorist acts. Because you understand what the Contras did is they went in there, targeted farmers, educators, actually priests who worked with the people. To destroy the fabric of a newly elected government, which had good intentions. It had plenty of problems, but it had good intentions for the people. And so I think that having the director's cut coming out now is to try to break the veil of this idea that terrorism or terrorists are just what the violence that other people do. Just like in movies, we have good guys and bad guys, and good guys can do bad things, and sometimes they do it for the good of the bad people.
I'm speaking with celebrated filmmaker, cinematographer, film producer, and director Haskell Wexler, and we're talking about the director's cut of his film Latino America's Secret War in Nicaragua. The film was originally released in the 1980s. It's a feature film about the U.S. training of the Contras in Nicaragua. Now, you've made both feature films and documentaries, many, many films. And it seems as though the last decade or so has been the sort of decade of the documentary. American audiences have seemed to be more receptive to documentaries with Michael Moore's films, you know, making it into theaters and documentaries getting theatrical releases. Is the feature film and the documentary, are these two both very sort of separate and different ways of telling a story via film to an audience? Is one better than another at relating information?
I have a theory called Life the Movie. It's all fiction, in a sense. It's all the presentation of ideas, drama. And, you know, when you see someone speak, you should be able to imagine from behind the teleprompters and realize that the things that they're reading, some writers worked on, what they say is something conceived to evoke certain emotions and certain ideas, and to do it as interestingly as possible, and certainly overtly fiction things can get people's imagination, their senses, quicker than just factual or so-called factual things. And, of course, the factual things are always, when you hear someone, the percentage of this people believe this and the percentage, you wonder who's taking these censuses and who and what questions they're asking them. So that I think it's both in overtly fiction and documentary, we have to say what's more important, human beings or profit and power. And that's what we're dealing with today.
Going back to your film, Latino, an important theme in the film is the fact that there's a substantial Latino population here in the United States, and it brings to light the military recruitment. It sort of, you know, made me think of the military recruitment, particularly of people of color and young people of color, Latinos, that has been going on and that still goes on today. It was interesting to me how you brought together these two threads, the U.S. role in Latin America and then Latino Americans in the United States and their relationship to the military. Today, there's a lot of discussion about the undocumented immigrant population. Some young people are pushing the DREAM Act, which would give people citizenship through military service. So it seems as though a lot of the themes that you highlight in this film, with us, you know, being involved in Afghanistan and Iraq today, so many of these themes are relevant today. Over your long career as a filmmaker and a political activist, does it make you cynical to see so many of these issues so dominating today's political discourse and that it doesn't seem as though much has changed?
Well, to think of being patriotic is expressed through being a better killer is not what in Latino, for example, when Eddie Guerrero sees that he's killing people who look like his brother, when the film begins and his mother is making tortillas for them before they leave L.A. and so forth, he breaks the veil. The military teaches people that the enemy is not really a whole person. They're the enemy per se, and you can kill the enemy. But when he realizes, particularly in Latin Americans and someone of Latin American descent, it's clear that that they're not the enemy, and the military has to inculcate that kind of insensitivity in order to have an effective military. And Latinos were recruited for work in Latin America, and also because they represent a big section of the poorer people who go to the military.
Do you hope, finally, that this time around, you mentioned earlier that your film, when it was first released, was ignored in the mainstream. It's now going to be, the director's cut is going to be available on DVD. Do you hope that it'll get a wider audience and a greater awareness of our history in Nicaragua?
I hope so. I hope that there's going to have Spanish subtitles, which the original didn't have. And you were interviewing Saul earlier.
Saul Orlando,
whom I've worked with, and I mentioned the beginnings of Latino came from working with Saul Orlando, and dealing with the idea of terrorism. And now we talk about the war on terrorism. So this is an abstraction because it's an ism. And as long as we have these enemies that are invisible and are ideological, we can be led to to kill each other, and that's not right, and that's not human.
Haskell Wexler, what are you working on these days?
I just came out shooting a film with Kevin McKiernan called Bringing King to China. It's about his daughter and Kevin McKiernan, who is a war correspondent and writer, bringing ideas of nonviolence, Martin Luther King, through a dramatic story. So we shot in China and here in America, and trying to bring forward the ideas of nonviolence as a way for civilization to get out of this dead heap of violence and destruction and anti-humanism.
Well, Haskell Wexler, it's an honor to have you here on Uprising. I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
My guest is 89-year-old Haskell Wexler, the celebrated filmmaker, award-winning, best known for his groundbreaking films such as Medium Cool, which he directed, and Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, In the Heat of the Night, Bound for Glory, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and Coming Home, which he was a cinematographer for. He's also made a number of documentaries, and we've just been discussing the release of the director's cut of his 1985 feature film, which he directed, called Latino, The Secret War in Nicaragua.